You're listening to Talking Baseball with Ed Randall, presented by MLB.com. He's Ed Randall. He's talking baseball. What more do you need?
Hi, everybody. I'm Ed Randall, Big Ed and Nora's baby boy, and welcome back to Ed Randall's Talking Baseball. You won't want to miss being in UMPC Park, home of the Erie Seawolves, Detroit's AA club, when they play on August 25th. That's the night they'll award themselves the 2016 Eastern League Championship. Problem with that is that August 25th is being called Alternative Facts Night, and the Seawolves did not win the 2016 Eastern League Championship. Akron did. In fact, Erie has never won a championship. The genius who came up with this promotion is the president of the Erie Seawolves, and calling him a genius is not an alternative fact. Hail to the chief. Here is President Greg Coleman of the Erie Seawolves. Thank you so much for being on my show. First question, is Greg Coleman your real name?
It is. That is not fake news.
That is not fake news.
It is for as long as I've been around, and I imagine it will continue to be so for many years to come.
Please God. History says Erie has never won an Eastern League championship, but history has no place on Alternative Facts Night. Tell us about how this idea came out of Washington.
Well, the funny thing is it actually didn't originally come out of Washington. It turned into Washington. There was a story that had been done by a news outlet about Erie and had been done kind of in the as a result of Trump carrying Erie County, which is traditionally a blue county. And so they came and they did a story, and it was a very, very one-sided portrayal of Erie, and it felt, frankly, like a hatchet job on our community, if you will. And it sort of felt like the very definition of fake news. And as we discussed this in our office, we have to do a promotion about this. And as it evolved, it turned into Alternative Facts Night. It didn't actually start with a national idea. It started with something that was very, very local and said, you know what, if other folks can have some fun with the facts, then why not us? We can do the very same thing.
But the term stems from a phrase coined by presidential advisor Kellyanne Conway in response to a question about attendance at President Trump's inauguration. So tell us about how the insult that you received in this account of Erie County and Kellyanne Conway's remarks, how that came together.
Well, I think fake news and alternative facts were sort of lumped together in this post inauguration conversation about Trump. There was a lot of references to fake news. Once alternative facts hits and social media got a hold of it, it just felt like this was the opportunity to have this conversation. And so the idea of alternative facts we thought was particularly interesting because it didn't have to be purely political. I'll give you a great example. A contest that we'll have at the ballpark on Alternative Facts Night is a trivia contest. And the answers to the questions can have multiple answers. For instance, how many months are in a year? Well, I think we would typically say, 12, instinctively, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, that's according to the Gregorian calendar. If you actually were talking about the Mayan calendar, well, there are actually 19 months in the Mayan
calendar.
It's
a trick question, I tell you.
They are alternative answers, alternative facts, depending on your perspective. And so it just felt to us like, while it has political roots, and that was by its very nature going to make it interesting to folks, it also gave us a very broad canvas to paint on.
Tell us a little bit about you. How long have you been in minor league baseball?
I've been in minor league baseball for 20 seasons. I've worked with a number of different teams in the Rays, A's, Cubs, Yankees organization, now with the AA affiliate of the Detroit Tigers.
Ever do anything like Alternative Facts Night in your 20 years?
There was one other reality promotion, and I wouldn't say it was it wasn't political in nature at all. There was a team, is a team in Bowling Green, Kentucky, the Bowling Green Hot Rods. And when we launched that team, there was a very popular second choice for the team name, the Bowling Green Cave Shrimp, which are microscopic, albino, sightless shrimp that live in the subterranean of of South Central Kentucky. Well,
yeah, I had those as pets.
Well, people loved or hated that name. It was very polarizing. And what we decided to kind of examine there was, well, how would the world be different if this other team name had been selected? It was almost sort of like the butterfly effect, where if one thing changes, what else would change? And that particular promotion ended up being MinorLeagueBaseball.com's promotion of the year in 2009. And so the idea of exploring these alternate realities is really interesting because it just gives you so much to work with. Anything is on the table.
Greg Coleman is with us. He's the president of the Erie Seawolves. On August 25th, they will be celebrating, if that is the correct word, Alternative Facts Night in their ballpark, playing the Akron Rubber Ducks, who actually won the 2016 Eastern League Championship. But that also is going to change on August 25th, Greg.
Well, I tell you, it's really a lot of fun because, you know, the first 1,000 fans, they're going to get the championship rings. And as you alluded to earlier, the Seawolves, theoretically, or as the mainstream media have reported, have never won an Eastern League championship. So it's not an experience that our fans have had. So the opportunity for them to walk in and see this beautifully custom-designed ring that they'll have as a keepsake. Incidentally, it has our accurate record from last year on the side of it, which says 142 wins, zero losses.
I never knew. You know, you're the first team to go undefeated.
You know, I tell you, we had a heck of a team. And we're actually going to be recognizing some of the players from last year's team, including our MVP of the championship series, an 84-year-old man. His name is Ray Cantor. We're very talented, and our players come from all generations, and all different kinds of skill sets, and we wouldn't have gotten there without them.
And that team played with I believe four pitchers that had zero ERAs. You had five hitters who hit more than 80 home runs, and your team didn't commit an error the entire season.
We rewrote a lot of the record book last year, Ed. It was an impressive performance. I don't know if it'll ever be matched, but after we've won our 15th straight title in a couple of years, maybe it'll be challenged.
And also, because they were so popular, as you go about this tribute to this very special historical team on August the 25th, the capacity of UPMC Park is 6,000, but you're expecting even more than that.
We are. We are figuring it's going to be somewhere in the neighborhood of about 1.2 million.
Wow.
And as I understand, that's roughly what they expected to be in Washington for President Trump's inauguration. So, we hope to give that a run for its money. I don't know if we'll get there or not, but that's the anticipated number.
Yeah, that's great. I don't know if Louis Farrakhan was doing your counting, but that's very impressive. So the fans are getting championship rings, and this is going to be a promotion that will be embraced by your field staff.
Oh, yeah. I mean, everybody's going to have a lot of fun with it. And I know that I think everybody wants to win a championship every single year, right? That's a goal. We want to develop players, and we want to win titles. But at the end of the year, only one team comes out victorious. And so the opportunity to have a little bit of fun with it and celebrate the things that did go well and the things that were positive, I think, is a great opportunity.
So with the 1.2 million fans that you're expecting, I don't know how you're going to pack them in like that, but good luck with that. Do you expect many Republicans?
That's a great question. I think the folks, by its very nature, in the press release we put out, which was essentially written in Donald Trump's speaking pattern, I don't know if we will. I think there'll be some people that might be interested in what we're going to do. The only thing I would say is give us a shot, because I think it's probably a lot less political in nature than people think it will be. Obviously, it comes out of politics. We can't completely extract that from the promotion itself, nor honestly do we really want to. The only thing I would say is everything is on the table. And so if Republicans think it's a promotion that's geared directly towards Democrats, What I would say is we may be more fair and balanced than Fox News.
Wow. But of course, it's going to be difficult to try and find a seat with 1.2 million fans expected, and there could be a crowd control issue. But the proceeds from the promotion that night will go to a really good cause. And this is really going to be a good cause. This is not an alternative fact.
No, it's not at all. We have worn all season long on Friday nights. We've worn jerseys that we call throwback Friday jerseys. Now, we didn't exist in the 1970s, so we imagined up this this set of jerseys with some assistance from a gentleman named Dan Simon, a designer out of Louisville, Kentucky. And we imagined what the Seawolves would look like if we played in the 1970s, and we've worn these jerseys on the field all season. The last Friday of the season is Alternative Facts Night, and we'll be auctioning off those jerseys with proceeds going into the Partnership for Erie Public Schools. The support for that, it's a great opportunity to do something great in our local community. And the fact that the jerseys themselves are based on a fake concept, I think, is beautiful.
I think so, too. Could we see this as the beginning of a tradition?
I guess we'll have to see how things go on August 25th. It's not going to make us any less ambitious or creative in our promotions. I think whether or not we get more or less political could be affected. But if it's something that is appreciated and something that fans really get into, yeah, it's something that could come back. But it started very much as a very local thing and a very now thing.
The first 10,000 fans, 1,000 fans, who show up on August 25th at UMPC Park, the home of the Erie Seawolves, Detroit's AA club in the Eastern League, will receive a championship ring from the championship that the Erie Seawolves did not win in 2016. And that will be, those things, I'm telling you, Greg, those things are going to go up on eBay in light speed.
They may fetch $1.2 million. I don't know. There will be folks who absolutely appreciate it. And I've had a number of folks in the community reach out to me and say, they can't wait to get their hands on one of them. Or get it on their hands, I guess, is just as appropriate.
And I hope everything is accepted in the spirit in which it is meant, which is wonderful. Greg Coleman is the president of the Erie Seawolves, and so that'll do it for Greg and myself on MLB.com if you were on the move. Thanks for the ride, and thanks for listening to Ed Randall's Talking Baseball.